Welcome to Morning Sip. Sip and listen to what we've brewed up. My morning mocha frappuccino, it makes me feel like I got my shit together when I don't. However, it is my gasoline of the morning. So I want you to sip your coffee while I do the talking.
There's a level of respect. Boys kind of feel like they can treat women any way they want to. They can do whatever they want and it should be acceptable. But I think men realize that that's not acceptable and you have to respect the one you're with or else.
Welcome to another episode of Morning Sip. This is a 15-minute short where, you know what, we sip and slurp to coffee, smoothies, and tea while you listen to me. I'm your host, Nina Babel, who's unapologetically her edgy self every time. You can find me on ninababel.com, and you spell Babel, babe, with an L. So grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
So let me set the scene. Number one, he fell into a deep sleep, and he's snoring. Number two, he's in the shower. Number three, he left his phone on the kitchen counter while he's watching TV. Number four, he's in the bathroom. And number five, his phone is on the console while he's driving, and you're in the passenger seat. We've all been there at least once with our boo. And you may have heard me say this before, but it's worth repeating. Female DNA, we're wired differently. And part of that wiring is we are curious beings, naturally curious. No doubt, not only do we like to play detective without the credentials, but we think we're good at it. So what if the argument is your significant other's phone went off and you were conveniently right there? Remember, I listed all those five scenarios. It's just instinctive to kind of glance over and look. In the event either person is away from our phones, I know I appreciate it if he tells me it's ringing, if it's important, or even who it is. Using that excuse as a crutch to unlock and go through someone's phone is a totally different story, and frankly, it is intentional and not okay. But let's check in with Girly Nation. Does snooping mean you're with the wrong person, or is it just a protective mechanism we exercise to avoid getting hurt? You're going to hear different kinds of scenarios where women are giving into that temptation. The good thing about this episode, it's not one-sided of why we need to know what we don't want to know. You get it? In this episode, I'm going to give you a few different angles to consider. Jennifer has been with her boyfriend for a long time. Makes you want to go, oh, when you hear her talk. Her and her boyfriend both have an open book and no reason to snoop. Just because they are an open book.
No, I haven't actually. Because I think me and my boyfriend, we've been best friends since I was in ninth grade. So it's like a really like deep relationship and all that stuff. So we always have our phones open. We go through, like, with each other's phones all the time. So it's nothing that he knows that I don't know. So it's really open. We always tell each other everything.
Your open book. Yeah.
We were best friends. We're still best friends. So we're used to telling each other everything.
Nice. So on the flip, these girls admit it's necessary, and they've done it. Meet Lori, who's in her 20s, who says, you know what? She snoops, and she's proud, and she uses social media as her default to really stay in the loop with her boo.
Yes, I snoop on my man every day on his Facebook.
Every day? I asked her why.
I have to. I need to know what he's not telling me. Oh my God. So you know they say, like, you don't go looking for something you don't want to find. No, I want to find everything. So, yeah, I go snooping.
Do you ever find anything?
Sometimes. But I'm not going to tell him that. I just want him to tell me. But, like, if I ask him, then I want him to tell me the truth because I already know.
So I have a story. I got more than I bargained for in this instance. Conversely, I've had a good snoop moment. Yeah. There is something called a good snoop, believe it or not, and this is a really good example. So I lent my laptop to my boyfriend at the time, but I remembered I needed something because it was my work laptop and I logged in to use it. And all of a sudden I came across this document I scrolled through it, but it had this list of pros and cons, and it was about me. So I gasped. I kept reading, and as I was reading, I kept looking back to see if he was still sleeping and make sure, more importantly, that I didn't get caught. But then I had a second thought. I'm like, wait, this laptop is mine, and it's fair game. So whatever he puts on his laptop, he has to know I'm gonna see it. Now, is that a good Snoop moment or not? The sad thing about it is he wasn't a good communicator, so that list was never verbally communicated to me, so I really never knew how he felt. And that's pretty much how the relationship ended, but that's another story. Let's meet Veronica. She's in her 20s, and she has both a yes and no answer to the snooping. Making a mental note is part of the mental prep us women go through before kicking you guys to the curb. Remember? I talked about it last week. We decide on our tolerance level and whether we need to hang in there or keep it moving.
No. Like, you mean like phone or anything?
Anything. Phone, his social media page.
Well, social media, I'm like, I didn't have the password, but I definitely looked to see who was commenting and things like that, but I never like went through his phone or anything like that.
So you're just, did you find anything or you just kind of?
Some girl saying a bunch of stuff. He said, I don't know her. She's from California. I never met her before, blah, blah, blah.
So you just kind of make a mental note of it.
Yeah. But I definitely saw him to unfollow her, stuff like that.
Modern technology offers a whole new way to spy on your partner. Looking through drawers and checking for lipstick on the collar or panties in the drawer is a thing of the past. Tina's in her 40s, single, and snoops in a different kind of way. She snoops before she knows the guy. It's kind of part of that pre-dating stage. When she starts dating a guy, she Googles them to see if she can sniff test any red flags. That's fair game, right?
Like, okay, there was this guy who's like, he's not even really my type. Like, he is cute in a weird way. He's a little too scruffy and he likes dogs and this tall white guy. And he's been very loving. Like, he's tried to take me out twice. Very, like, easy with, like, you know, I mean, I'm a cheap date because, like, I'm like, let's share him some salad, you know, and, like, I don't need it. But, like, still, I mean, I thought he was, you know, because I mean, I probably have too low standards, but I don't know why, but I looked him up.
Okay.
Because I, like, looked up his number and his name because I didn't know his last name. And I found, and it was such a bummer because he's, like, a civil engineer or environmental engineer. And he does well and he seems cool and he goes to see a life coach. And I know, like, a lot of things have changed in his life because he kind of tried to indicate to me that he's been trying to change things in his life for the last year. So he pays a coach. And so... I looked him up, and it was like he had like there was like this thing called like badboys.com or something.
What?
And like, yeah, under his phone number, and it was like an escort service. This guy ended up being such an asshole. And
he owned one, or he
like used one, which, you know. And I was like,
how is that on the internet? Huh? How is that on the internet?
And then I actually found that he had a DUI, which, you know, if he had been my friend and he had a DUI, I probably. You know, like, if he told me, like, we were dating, and so part of me is like, do I judge that yet? Because, like, I kind of thought he was cool, but I was so sad because I'm like, oh, he finally seems like someone I'd be kind of interested in because he's smart and he likes that I'm smart and he's interesting and, you know, but then I saw those two things, and in the past I would have been like, okay, I'm going to, like, overlook it. I'm desperate. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not this enough. But what's weird is I'm even older now, but
yeah.
I was like, I don't know if that makes any sense. Like,
it does.
Like, I wasn't even picky then, but now I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to find a way to just, like, not go out with them. Even
right.
If I'm desperate.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
I'm kind of disgusted by both of those things.
Some women act on it and some don't. Most people can resist anything but temptation. It's that whole Adam and Eve concept. If there's any doubts she had in her head about this relationship, chances are she's more likely to give in to all those doubts. I'm not advocating that snooping should be normalized. Clearly, if you find yourself repeatedly snooping early in the relationship, mid-relationship, or throughout the whole relationship, then it isn't for you because it's not built on trust. It doesn't fix itself either. The bottom line is, it only gets worse the more he or she snoops and comes up with nothing each time. Then you eventually become this typical psycho girlfriend or boyfriend. There's that saying, be careful what you ask for, and if you go looking for it, be prepared for the consequences of what you're gonna find. Or you could have the same outlook as Lori earlier, who wants to find everything. In cases where you find information you deserved, then you know what? High five. Then it was a relationship that wasn't built on trust after all. There are telltale signs. Number one, if he walks away to answer the phone. Number two, he doesn't allow you to look at his phone. Number three, he gets upset when you look at his phone. Number four, look at his body language. If he's uncomfortable and gets bent out of shape, bingo!
I'm free.
Take heed, especially if it's nagging you inside. The obvious next move is this. It's just really to ask the question. Relationships are destined to fail with any kind of openness on both sides. If there's anything to hide, you know what? It's bound to fail.
Baby, I like your style.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's gulp. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Was this a good episode for you? Because regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show we drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes. I rely on it because you know what? It helps me stand out from the crowd. And it helps women, and even you two men, understand us and themselves better. Don't forget to connect with me on social media because I love Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. So go ahead and use the handle Nina Babel, that's babe with an L. And don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth, which is available on ninababel.com. Let's keep it 100. Smooches!